Welcome to the Co-working Out Loud podcast, an exploration into storytelling, community, and the art of marketing. This is episode one of the Co-working Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Kat Johnson. When I was 10, my mom set me up on a blind play date. A new family had moved to town, and their daughter, Colleen, was about my age, and she was going to be in my class. So I don't remember what we did on our play date, but nearing the end of our scheduled time, we were in my basement, sitting on beanbags, just chatting, and we decided to ask if we could have a sleepover that night. Our mom said yes, and it was the beginning of a great little friendship. We were both tomboys. We would go fishing in the local creek. I don't remember us catching anything, but I remember getting my first pole and tackle box and walking out there with Colleen. We played soccer and basketball. We rode our BMX bikes through construction sites looking for the best jumps. On one of those jumps, Colleen landed weird and flew over her handlebars, got the wind knocked out of her. I had never seen anything like that, and I was pretty certain she was dying. Then she didn't, and we kept riding. One of our favorite things to do was go to the public pool near her house. It was always crowded. We always had a great time. It had water slides and diving boards and a high dive. And just thinking about that high dive makes my stomach flip a little bit. Colleen had no fear around the high dive. She really liked it. She wouldn't just jump off. She would casually saunter out to the end of the board and dive off it. I had a different relationship with that high dive. For me, it was an exercise in terror. I was okay going up the ladder, and I was pretty okay during the jump. I would just hold my nose and go. The terrifying part for me was that long walk from the top of the ladder to the end of the board. For the first few steps, there's railing. Then there are about 5 steps with no railing and cement below. I still don't understand that design. I clearly remember every time standing up at the top with the railing and then having to push myself through those few steps just to get to the end of the board. Every time we went to the pool, Colleen would do her dives and I would tremble out there and jump. I hated it every time. The weird thing is that I didn't jump for Colleen's sake. She was pretty easygoing and wouldn't have sweated me over not wanting to jump. I jumped because I felt like I should. The other kids loved to jump. Colleen loved to jump. I should love to jump, right? In hindsight, I guess I was trying to expand my comfort zone. I was trying to learn to love jumping off the high dive. It didn't work. I was trying to expand my comfort zone in a way that wasn't meant for me. I'm not that person who jumps off of things for fun. I tend to lean to the anxious side anyway, so my inclination is to find things that mellow me out, not spin me out. I think it's a good thing to expand our comfort zones. I've been on a tear lately to expand mine in my professional world. I've been doing live videos, sitting on co-working panels, speaking in front of people, starting a podcast. This is the non-high dive version of expanding my comfort zone. This is comfort zone expanding with purpose. We don't want to fall into a trap of expanding our comfort zone in ways that aren't our own because we think we should. With all the tools and platforms and communities out there, we have unlimited ways to expand our comfort zones, to practice being more courageous. All around us are nudges to do more videos, host more events in your space, write books, be a digital nomad, open a second space, speak at conferences. But I challenge you to look at all these opportunities and nudges and decide which ones truly resonate with you and your business. Which ones take you in the direction of your goals and dreams? If you're doing something you hate just because you think you should, maybe give it a second thought. I think true courage is stepping into yourself, not trying to make yourself become something you're not. There are things you can do that will send you further down the path to your best self. And there are things you can do that will always be like the high dive that you hate every single time. And they don't give you a way to be your best self because you're consumed by the discomfort of doing them. Not everyone should be a public speaker. Not everyone should make videos. Not everyone should write. If these are things you must do and you absolutely loathe them, find someone to help you or do them for you. Life is too short to spend our time in that wobbly space between the top of the ladder and the jump. If you feel absolutely driven to jump off that damn high dive, and doing so will move you deeper into being your best self, then by all means, go for it. Slay your fear and throw yourself off that high dive. But if the high dive just isn't your thing, give yourself permission to say no. Then find the things that set your soul and your business on fire. Thanks for listening to the Coworking Out Loud podcast.